W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
What's up, my fellow ear carriers? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome back to my station, Professionally Silly. And if you're new to this station, welcome! I certainly hope that you join the Smiles Squad and favorite or subscribe to the station depending on what platform you're hearing me on. Because you know what? Professionally Silly is now available on several auditory platforms. Of course, here on the amazing Anchor. And then we also are on Apple Podcast, Overcast, as well as Pocket Cast. Now, I recently just got an email literally this week that I am now available on Spotify. So just search me or check out the links here on my profile page here on Anchor. It's going to be there. And most likely on every single one of my YouTube videos, just look in the description box. Bing, bam, boom. Click the link. Check it out. So the Professionally Silly Station is definitely expanding, if you will. So, one day we will be as large as Alec Baldwin's ego. Fingers crossed. All right, maybe not that big. But we hope to meet success with a smile on my face, I'll tell you what. But what's on today's agenda? We're going to do Craigslist is making a change, a huge change. Not to mention Walmart thinks magazine Cosmopolitan, that magazine with the pretty bitches on the front? Yeah, they think that Cosmopolitan magazine is too sexy. Yeah, there's a little something going on there. And what else? Oh, yeah. Planned Parenthood is in the news again. But for a surprising reason. So, we will get into that after this random sound. What it is, I hope you enjoyed that random sound, but let's go ahead and jump right into it, okay? So, Craigslist had to remove the personals section due to the sex trafficking bill. Can you believe that? It was actually removed after Congress sent a bill through to President Trump. I'm sorry. Those are two words I still have difficulty saying together. Excuse me. The aim of this bill was to place restrictions on sex trafficking, which I'm totally for. And to be honest with you, I don't think sex trafficking should even be a thing. It sucks that it is. And anything that slows that shit down, I'm for. You feel me? But this pretty much means that Craigslist will no longer offer a way for anonymous people to connect for romance or sex. Let's be honest, that's what that shit was mostly used for, And from what I gather, the missed connections section has actually moved to the Craigslist community section. So if you're that person who's like, I remember when I saw you on the train, you had on a pair of blue jeans and a red sweater and a flower tucked behind your ear. And when you looked at me as you sipped your caramel macchiato and I saw the eyes over the rims of your glasses, I knew that you were my blue flame. If that was you, email me. Yes, the Misconnections is still available. And if you've never read those Misconnections, you really have to. It is entertaining. And I won't put it down too much because there are some people who actually did meet on Misconnections and got herpes. Anyways, oh my God, I'm done with myself right now. Craigslist has this on their site. If you click any of the personals options, the men seeking women, women seeking women, and so on. And it says when you click it, U.S. Congress just passed H.R. 1865 FOSTA, seeking to subject websites to criminal and civil liability when third parties, users, misuse online personals unlawfully. Any tools or any service can be misused. We can't take search risk without jeopardizing all of our other services. So we are regretfully taking Craigslist personals offline. Hopefully we can bring them back someday. To the millions of spouses, partners, and couples who met through Craigslist, we wish you every happiness. Man, I know one thing. Craigslist definitely created some babies by mistake. I don't know if anybody like got married from... I met my husband on Craigslist, and we've been happy for about 15 years. We've got a little girl. I've never fucking heard that. I'm sure that it's happened before, but I guarantee if there is a couple out there, they probably don't tell that story. They probably have a whole made-up story that explains how the fuck they met. I don't know. And if you did meet on Craigslist, I'm going to stand by every fucking word I just said, because why not? But yeah, that's pretty much it. And a lot of people, they're kind of pissed off, you know, that they can't hook up for anonymous sex via Craigslist anymore. And I'm telling you, man, it's going to be okay. Because when I get back after you hear this random sound, you're going to have a solution. For all you anonymous people who want anonymous sex, I got you. I'll be right back. Do you like random anonymous hookups? Are you looking for a way to continue your DL status? Are you the stereotypical 55-year-old unattractive man who posts photos of your small penis with random people online? Well, have no fear. Tinder, OkCupid, Grindr, and several apps and websites are still here, so you can continue to perv out as much as your horny little heart's desire. But you know what? Let's be real. It's the internet, okay? No matter what a platform is created for, there is always going to be that group of people who turn it into a place that's all about sex, sex, sex. They can't help themselves. Remember AOL chat rooms and Yahoo chat rooms? Remember those? You know? And you would go into a chat room that's labeled Pokemon Lovers, you know? And then there's somebody's like, look at my dick. You know, it's just like, damn. Right? Can we talk about Pikachu right now? Shit. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. And the next thing you know, it's just like an Armageddon of dick pics all over your screen, you know? And for a lesbian, I have to say I've received way more dick pics than I should ever, period. You know? So, just call in and let me know what you think about the Craigslist change. Do you really think it's that big of a deal? Do you think people are going to start freaking out about it? Do you agree, you know, with U.S. Congress and their move to remove it? Do you feel bad for I want to hear your side. I want to hear your opinions. So if you've got the Anchor app, call in. If you don't, download it and call in. All right. You know what? Speaking of dicks, which is not a sentence I say often, but why are men so proud of them? You know what I mean? Men will send a picture of their dick before they ever send a picture of their fucking faces, no matter how small their man poles are or how old the man attached to that man pole is. You know, and a lot of my straight female friends, you know, they say they'll meet a guy, they'll exchange numbers or emails or social media information, whatever the fuck, and about 8 out of 10 times, when they begin to exchange picture, eventually a dick pic will appear. And what's with that, you know? And I'm a victim as well. They don't care when I tell them, oh, I'm into chicks just like you, man. You know, they think to themselves, you know what? She won't be gay after she sees this. And then I get a screenshot, I get a picture of someone's penis, and I'm like, nope, nope. Still gay. And seeing your skin flute only makes me gayer. Anyway, ladies, and gents, if you've experienced this, I'm sure women aren't the only victims of dick pics. Tell me what you think about dick pics. I know I'm not the only one. I know it. It's annoying. It's an epidemic, and let's protest against dick pics. I'm for that. You know, I have a question for you Anchor users out there, you Anchor podcasters. Am I the only one? Because I'm constantly getting notified when a voice message that I sent is published. And I get like the same notification over and over and over again. And I'm thinking to myself, how many times is this Anchor podcaster publishing this one voice message that I sent? And I'll go check it and they've only posted it once. I don't know. Is it just me? Yeah, that was just like a side remark. Wanted to talk about that because it was frustrating. All right. Call in. Let me know. What else? Oh, you know what? Here's something. Walmart is apparently against sexy. Now, let me explain, okay? Because I'm sure naturally when you hear Walmart, you pair it with the word sexy. Is that just me? Moving forward. Walmart has decided to remove Cosmopolitan magazine from the checkout lines from about 5,000 stores across the country because the magazine is seen as too sexy. Now, Walmart has made it clear that they will still sell the magazine in store, just no longer in the checkout lines. Now, National Center on Sexual Exploitation has this to say, and they said, Cosmo sends the same message about female sexuality as Playboy. It places women's value primarily on their ability to sexually satisfy a man and therefore plays into the same culture where men view and treat women as inanimate sex objects. I don't even know what to say about this just yet. To be honest with you, they also mentioned that Cosmo targets young girls because they use former Disney stars on the cover of their magazines. This along with the titles of their content on the cover. You know what I mean? So, and I'll be honest with you, you'll probably see the word sex on just about every cover. But let's be honest with you, these Disney child actresses, these stars, they eventually grow up. They're no longer going to look good on J14. I'm just saying, you feel me? I don't really know about this one. To be honest with you, I'm not a fan of Walmart, not because of this bullshit, but because it's dirty. Their employees always have an attitude. They never know where shit is. And they have like 15 cash registers, but only 2 people working in the checkout lines. I fucking hate that. But first off, the world of magazines is slowly dying out anyway. And they mostly only exist in waiting rooms across the country, regardless, And we're living in a digital age now. So I don't think Cosmo was, I don't really think Cosmo was exploiting shit, Most of these young girls are already exposed to that mess from the bitches they follow on social media. Not to mention television, movies, and music videos, and so on. So now Cosmo is under fire. And Walmart is a private business, so they can do whatever they want. Which sucks for them because business is already down for Cosmo. You feel me? The internet has taken over the magazine world in general. But if I have to go look for a magazine in the magazine/book section instead of at the checkout, where I can make unnecessary impulse buys because of a cover page I saw, well, let's just say Cosmo will definitely feel that financial loss. You know what I mean? I'm just being real. But Cosmo is a great magazine, but sales are dropping already, and they've fallen 67% from 576,550 copies a month, in December 14th, and they've gone down to just 190,487 copies a month at the end of 2017. That's just 3 short years. That is a 400,000 copies a month dip in copies sold. The magazine industry isn't doing too good already as it is, And same goes for the newspaper business. The world of information is advancing and things are changing. So call in. Tell me what you think about this topic. I want to hear your thoughts. Call me. So, Planned Parenthood is in the news again, but Not for the reason they normally are. They're in the news right now because they think that Disney should create princesses just for them. Let me explain. They think that Disney should make a princess that had an abortion. Yeah, you heard right. A Pennsylvania branch of Planned Parenthood sent a tweet out on March 27th that read, "We need a Disney princess who's had an abortion. We need a Disney princess who's pro-choice. We need a Disney princess who's an undocumented immigrant. We need a Disney princess who's actually a union worker. We need a Disney princess who's trans." Wow. Damn, I thought Disney movies were for kids. We already have to push all these agendas on these kids this early? I'm still getting over the fact that Mufasa's dead, and y'all want these kids to think about this shit? This is crazy. So Melissa Reed, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Keystone, says the seriousness of the point they were trying to make was not appropriate for the subject matter. And, you know, the tweet, of course, was removed because of the backlash that they received online. You think? I'm not sure Disney should be involved in those subjects just yet. I mean, we are talking about children. I do ever think it's up to the parent to educate their children about this crazy world and its equalities, but not while the mermaid is in the middle of a song talking about whatchamacallits and who's a what's-its, all right? That's a time for fun and not agendas, you feel me? I don't know, I just feel like there is a time and a place for those topics, you know? And I say, let kids be kids, you know? Kids these days are already growing up too damn fast, man. Too damn fast. You got fucking 13-year-olds walking around pregnant. I don't need Disney talking. No. Let kids be kids. They have plenty of time to be stressed out when they're older. You know, everybody knows growing up is a trap. You know, that's what it is. And let me tell you something. Being an adult ain't nothing but a bunch of grown-up kids that gotta pay bills. It's all that shit is. But tell me what you think about Planned Parenthood's tweet. You know, are you for it? Are you against it? Why? I want to know. I want to hear your thoughts, baby. Thank you guys so much for listening to my station, Professionally Silly, here on Anchor or whichever Audible platform you chose to listen to me on. Man, the world has gone mad and it's not done just yet. So if you have Anchor on your device, please call in and share your opinion on these topics that we talked about today. You know, can't find anonymous sex on Craigslist anymore. Walmart is against sexy magazines. And Planned Parenthood, they went a little cray-cray on Twitter, you know. And if you don't have Anchor, it's okay because you can still get it. It's dope as fuck. You should have it. Yeah, if you have always wanted to do your own podcast, Anchor is definitely an awesome way to introduce yourself to the podcast world. You don't need equipment. You don't need software. All you need is the app and your phone. And you would think that this is sponsored by Anchor. It's not. I just love this damn app. Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is Professionally Silly, where I take my silliness seriously. So don't forget to go ahead and subscribe and favorite this station to be notified when my next podcast episode posts. And leave some reviews, especially if you've got that Apple podcast. Give me some of them stars. Tell me what you think about my content. And if you are new, don't worry. I know you're upset that this episode is over, but if you just go back, I have many, many other episodes for you to see. I do not know why that accent came out. I'll give you another one. Thank you so much for joining, and I can't wait to see you later. Once again, I'm Amber Smiles Jones, and this is Professionally Silly. Yeah. Yeah, that's a Little Mermaid. I couldn't help myself. All right, Dan. Bye.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.